News. I'm Wendy King.
There will never be a Hurricane Florence or Michael because of the devastation caused by those two storms last year. Those names are being retired. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Senator John McCain passed away last August, but President Trump is still sharing his opinion of his old adversary. This all began in a tweet from the president that says John McCain sent the fake dossier that was used to start the Mueller investigation to the FBI and the media, hoping to have it printed before the 2016 presidential election. From there, President Trump brought up McCain in Ohio, where he was giving a speech. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was asked his opinion on McCain and the whole Trump-McCain feud.
There's no one I admire more than John McCain. I supported him in 2000 when he was the outside maverick in the Republican Party. I supported him in 2008 when he became the consensus choice. I love John McCain. I traveled the world with him. I learned a lot from him. He's an American hero, and nothing will ever diminish that. I think the president's comments about Senator McCain hurt him more than they hurt the legacy of Senator McCain.
Senator Graham continues.
My job is to represent the people of South Carolina. They want me to work with the president where I can. I've got to know the president. We have a good working relationship. I like him. I don't like it when he says things about my friend John McCain. And the best thing that can happen, I think, for all of us is to move forward and focus on the challenges like North Korea, Venezuela, a growing economy, fixing a broken immigration system, and on and on and on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome, everybody. I got some great emails this past week. Some of our listeners, a lot of first-time listeners as well, that sent it in an email. And I'm used to getting a lot of the hate email stuff. I'm used to getting that. But it's nice to, from time to time, having people send me something in that I've opened their eyes. Or light bulbs started going off in their heads after listening to the program. They love having those little epiphanies. I love it. And I have certain books and authors and people that I listen to that sometimes it's almost as if they you have ideas about how something works or somewhat of an understanding, and they kind of, I guess, codify it. They bring it all together for you. And in many ways, we try our best to do that here on the program. And there's been quite a few stories this past week. I have a sinking suspicion I'm going to end up missing a lot. Certain things like the college scandal, admission scandal that we've got to get into. Just a lot of things. Whereas if you listen to this program, you're going to get an explanation. You're going to get a take on what happened that is completely different. More often than not, completely different than anywhere else. We're not bought. We're not sold. We're here to give you and explain to you really how the world works and how you can navigate. Because that's the key. You can't control things. You can't. That's one of the lies that economists and wizards of smart and hedge fund managers and all of these people that they want you to turn to, these experts, these gurus, like they have some sort of control over it. I was just thinking of a great, in my opinion, a little frontal nudity, but I thought it was a pretty good family picture all in all. Summer Rental with John Candy. And John Candy, I loved him. I really did. It was a great movie. And there's a scene where John Candy is out with Scully from the Barnacle Fish Restaurant. Scully used to be a captain. And Scully's teaching John Candy to sail, and he was explaining how you have to learn to dance with the ocean, with the sea. You can't control it. Well, that's true of much of what goes on in life, and the need to understand that. I want to bring up three stories today that, at face, people might think are unrelated, but they're not. One story is the Gap, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, Foot Locker announcing 465 store closures in a 48-hour period of time. I think right now the total number of retail stores being shut down, it's almost 4,900 in 2019. Story here about regulators moving to ease some of the crisis-era levers over financial firms. And another story here out of the European Union where Mario Draghi from the ECB, he's lowering rates over there and trying to get the European Union, well, I guess he's kind of priming the pump to some degree, trying to get the European Union up and growing again. Their growth rate was 1.1%. Now, how are these stories related? Size, and understanding size, and a lie that many people have been taught back in business school or an economics class when it comes to economies of scale. We're always taught, oh, geez, a business is getting bigger. It's bigger, it's got to be better, right? The bigger, the better. That's not true. And here are three separate stories to prove that. Gap, JCPenney, Victoria's Secret, Foot Locker. They're closing stores. Why? Because they were too big. Because some Wall Street hotshot consultant started pushing the ego buttons of the CEO, telling him, you need to expand. You need to get bigger. You need to get better. That's the only way. No, it's not. And it's just, they're not the only stores. Many others fall victim of the exact same thing. He's like, I can't walk 5 blocks in Manhattan without running into another Victoria's Secret store. What did you think was going to happen as they continue to be shut down? Financial regulations and easing them. What does that have to do with it? Well, why do you think we had such a big blow up back in 2008, 2009? Do you think we would have had the same blow up if there wasn't these gigantic banks, and instead there were dozens more smaller financial institutions out there? Do you think we would have had the problems? No. No. Rather than dealing with the problems and dealing with the size of the banks, what instead we've done is we've basically put a fork in capitalism here in the United States. And we've said, you know what? We're going to make banks too big to fail. Which, again, that's not capitalism. That's not how it works. That's not what companies have to go out of business. It's the same thing with automakers. Automakers, hey, screw up. You should go under. Well, again, we don't run a capitalistic system anymore. We don't. It's a crony system. We have companies that cannot go out of business. Too big to fail. You had Sloan. They're from Wells Fargo, the CEO in front of the banking committee this past week, basically groveling. Was it groveling? He had to do what he had to do. Oh, yeah, things are going to be great at Wells Fargo. I know we screwed up a zillion times. These are the types of things that would put any other smaller financial institution, a non-too-big-to-fail institution, out of business. But because they're too big to fail, they can continue to party on. Is that right? Is that fair? Is that capitalism? It's not. Unfortunately, most of the kids around the country, they don't understand it that way. And then you've got the story, European Union, Mario Draghi, trying to fix it. Right. You got too big. You allowed your central government to become too powerful and trying to dictate to little small countries and different cultures how things should be done from Brussels, when rather you had something pretty great going on. And you had a trade union and the ability to do business across various different borders. You could have let countries do as they wish in their own backyard. And we have the same problem here in the United States, do we not? It's stupid regulation. The European Union is trying to put in a minimum wage, too. I think it was 11 euro per hour minimum wage. Like the cost of living in Munich is the same as it is in Warsaw. It's absurd. This is absurd as a $15 an hour minimum wage in the United States is absurd. What's in common with everything here is size. Size. Economies of scale, it doesn't work. It doesn't. The idea that one needs to get bigger and bigger and bigger in order to be successful. We watched what happened during the financial crisis. We allowed these big financial institutions to come together back in 2000. Both parties, both Democrats and Republicans, repealing the Glass-Steagall Act. Has anything good come from it at all? Outside of bigwigs on Wall Street being able to command these gigantic institutions with enormous amounts of revenue so they can make small fortunes? Do you not think the value in breaking up these big financial institutions, and they were in various different pieces, wouldn't allow for more wealth? greater dynamism as far as society is concerned, greater competition? Of course it would. And that's the issue. And this is where the risk comes in. The bigger these things become, the riskier they become. And I, quite frankly, people just don't seem to understand it. You get mergers and acquisitions departments. We see these things all the time. These companies get bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, what happens is when you get an external shock, the company is not able to handle it as well. And it causes much bigger effects. Again, take a look at the size of the banks. If you had one bank out there that was getting involved, or a few smaller banks getting involved in subprime, packaging up subprime loans and got themselves involved doing the wrong thing, would we have had a financial crisis? No. And this is a fundamental problem and issue looking back 10 years. And it's the same thing we have going today. Whether it be in retail, whether it be in banking, whether it be in financial planning, advice, hedge funds out there. Yeah, it's always putting money in the pockets of the people running the show, the bigger that they become. Was it better for the clients? Is it better for the country as a whole? We're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to take a quick break right now. I want to remind everybody, again, try to demonstrate how the world works here at the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. And again, I invite all of our listeners, all my columns going back decades, all available for free there at our website at watchdogonwallstreet.com. We also invite each and every one of you to become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family, the Markowski Investments family, free consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, account repair kits, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We also have our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Mike Hewitt here. Who would have guessed a country that provides more for more people than any other country now or in human history because of capitalism would be steeped in debate over socialism, especially given the indisputable failures of socialism? Our media is the only constitutionally protected enterprise in America. With that comes a tremendous responsibility to be anchored in truth, the entire and complete truth. They're not interviewing immigrants from Honduras, Guatemala, or El Salvador, asking why they risked all to leave socialistic economies. They're not seeking out Venezuelan, Cuban, or former Soviet citizens to inquire how that worked out for them. Come on, journalists, give us the unvarnished, unbiased, entire truth. Let us decide. The American people are smarter than you think. And teachers, you have a responsibility beyond your own politics as well. Agree or disagree, find the Mike Hewitt Show on Facebook and tell us what you think.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the program. A lot of people might have a difficult time understanding what we've been trying to get across here now for a very long period of time. The idea that we are a capitalistic country, in some respects, yes. But in other respects, no. No. One of the most important industries in our country is financial services. Is it not? How is it that we can have an entire industry? Nobody ever talks about it. Ever notice? Nobody brings this up. Nobody talks about this on any program out there. How can you say we're capitalists and one of the most important industries that we have is protected? It's called regulatory capture. No one can compete. No one is getting in. You got it? You're one of those big banks. You can't go out of business. You can't die. You're omnipotent. It's not supposed to work this way. How do you get any sort of better service or ingenuity within an industry if they can't fail? How do you expect industries, how do you expect banks to be responsible if they can't fail? They can't even get in trouble. You, the former Attorney General of the United States, Eric Holder, said, what am I going to do? I'm going to go after these people, these executives at these banks that can mess around with the economy. No. They need to be broken up. And again, I want to remind everybody, this was a part of the Republican Party platform back in 2016, but I guess they forgot about that, which is a shame. Bigger is not better. It's not. We said from the get-go when we started Markowski Investments that we would rather be the best rather than the biggest. And we've been growing. Growing, and God willing, we're going to continue to grow as a company. We continue to have people come on board and become a part of our family from all over the country on a regular basis. We've been helping out good advisors, looking to cut their workload, slowly but surely work towards maybe retiring, joining Markowski Investments. We help them in that. But there's a process to it. We're able to engage in a little bit more of that now because my nephew has joined us, and we can only go so fast. We take a look at many different things and say, no, we can't do that because, you know what, we're not able to handle it, and we will never do anything. That's going to hurt in regards to the service of our clients. There's been a lot of talk as of late of what they're going to do with the big firms and trying to put a fiduciary standard on brokerage firms. I'm here to tell you it's not going to happen. It's not. They have too much clout. They'll talk around the issue. They will. But you're never going to get these big financial institutions to come out and say, we're going to put our clients' interests above our own. First off, they can't. They're publicly traded entities, meaning that they have a fiduciary duty to their shareholders. Meaning that if they're going to get involved in some business or some industry, that they're there to do it for their shareholders, not their clients. I've been banging this drum for I don't know how long here on the program to get people to realize you might just want to find somebody or work with somebody that's going to put your interests above your own. I don't get it. I tell these brokers all the time working at these big firms, get out. I know it's difficult for many of them based upon the various contracts that they have, but they know the deal. They know what's going on. I mean, it's simple rights that you have as a client. You have the right to a planner that actually has some integrity. You need to rely on honesty, professionalism. You have the right to objective advice. Meaning, the sales manager at Wells Fargo or J.P. Morgan, I don't care what they call themselves. I don't care if they call themselves a private banker. They're told what to do. They're told what to sell. And the people up top says, you know what? You put them in this fund. I don't care if it has a higher fee or 12B1 fee than the other one. You're going to do it. You have a boss. You're not going to get objective advice. You're not going to be treated fairly. And it's a shame. It really is. Got to take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Again, all sorts of great stuff there at our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. It's watchdogonwallstreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Get a little bit terrified, and then I see the
look in your eyes. Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Guard troops have been called into Houston after a chemical fire continues to burn.
Burning since Sunday, a chemical fire in the Houston area has officials now asking residents of Deer Park to stay indoors as they've detected higher levels of benzene.
We're being very conservative. The safety of our community is our number one concern.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, who says they have local and state partners keeping a very close eye on the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is condemning the detention of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido's chief of staff. In a tweet today, Pompeo blasted Nicolas Maduro's security staff for detaining the chief of staff and called for his immediate release. Pompeo says anyone involved will be held accountable, and President Trump is signing an executive order today aimed at promoting free speech on campus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Let me give you an example. This past week. It grows tiresome. It does. And I've been doing this for a very long time. About 80 firms have agreed to pay back more than $125 million to their clients who were steered into higher-cost mutual funds without being clearly told about cheaper versions. Yeah, this is, again, government's asking many of the firms, hey, we know what you're doing. Just turn yourself in, pay back the clients, and we won't penalize you for it. It's kind of funny. It's almost like an amnesty for thieves. You ever see the government ever do that? They're like saying, hey, you know what? I know you got anybody out there who's been stealing from department stores or robbing anybody, what we're going to do is we're going to say, hey, you turn all your stuff in and that you stole, then we're going to offer you amnesty. Basically, that's what this is. Exactly. Anyway, and basically what you're looking at are these myriad of different firms out there that were putting their clients into expensive products when they had a identical, inexpensive option available to the client. Now, why would they do that? Well, their bosses told them to. Their bosses told them to. And listen, I'm here to tell you, we have to keep our guard up all the time. All the time. We had an issue with our clearing agent and what was going on in regards to the money and where it was being swept into the cash positions, into money market funds. And we were saying, oh, we're going to put you into this money market fund. We check everything. I look into it, and I find out, I'm like, what the hell? There's 12 V1 fees on a money market? You've got to be kidding me. And my brothers and I, dropping multiple F-bombs, went nuts about this. And what they're trying to pull. We can't collect on those things. We're going to make in the money. The firm was going to be making the money. And to me, I'm just, what are you doing? Why would you do that? Again, it's everybody trying to make a quick buck, a penny here and there. And this is more than a penny. This added up to a significant amount of money. I don't understand. I don't understand. People talk about the word greed, right? Go to Gordon Gekko and his greed is good speech. I like to make money just as much as the next person does. We like to do well just as much as anybody else. But when you do anything to get over on someone else, guess what? It's going to come back. At some point in time, it's going to come back and it's going to bite you in the buttocks. To me, that's not what capitalism is. You're supposed to walk away from deals. You're supposed to do the right thing, and both are supposed to walk away happy. Now, there's some people out there, there's plenty of them. It's unfortunate they've had that ethical bypass at birth. They figure, hey, these guys aren't, my clients aren't going to know the difference. They're not going to know the difference. I'm going to, hell, I'll be fine. They're not going to know. Charge them the extra money. Who does that? When I encounter people like that, I cut them off. I mean, I don't want to sound, Santa Claus has got his naughty list. You go on Markowski Investments, you go on the Watchdog on Wall Street naughty list, you're not coming off. You're not coming off. You're capable of taking advantage of someone and someone's ignorance. I'm sorry. Listen, there's a difference, okay, when you're trying to make money on a transaction somewhere. Again, talk about winners and losers in trades. But taking advantage of somebody that you're supposed to be taking care of, that's your job? Something's wrong with you. And there's way too much of that going on. We get back. Saw this story past week, and I started laughing. You had the Attorney General, William Barr, come out and say the Justice Department is going to be executing an all-out attack on fraud against seniors. Why did I laugh? Well, I'll explain when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Well, here we are again, and I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
That's right, Ron. In one corner, we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at a whopping 6,000 tons. And in the other, this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
Ron, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
This driver can't think he can beat a train.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. Trying to beat a train is more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit ctracksthinktrain.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
I actually queued up this album not too long ago. No Jacket Required, Phil Collins from way back when in the 80s. A lot of good songs on that album that weren't even big hits. But anyway, welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm your host, Chris Markowski. Always honored to be in front of the microphone and do our best to take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed. Story this past week, the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, announcing that the Justice Department is going to be executing an all-out attack on fraud against seniors. He says this is a particularly despicable crime, and it is a massive and growing problem. Barr noted that oftentimes, because of their age, the victims don't have the chance to recover from the events. This year's sweep has already included charges against more than 260 defendants who have defrauded more than 2 million people of more than $775 million. The Justice Department said its sweep last year uncovered cases involving more than 1 million victims who were swindled out of more than $500 million. And again, these are not just investment scams. These are tech support scams on through. And, yeah, William Barr, I wish him all the luck in the world. I do. And I hope they grab people, and I hope they put them behind bars. But he should probably give me a call because I've been doing this a lot longer than he has. And I know. And I wrote columns here. I explained to people. People were shocked. I wrote a column saying the SEC, in many respects, as far as going after the bad guys. And as far as a deterrent is concerned, one could argue they do more harm than good because they give people the false sense of security. How many people that I've dealt with over the years, in particular senior citizens, that didn't know better? Again, a lot of these stories, rip-off scams, yeah, you get the occasional big one, like Bernie Madoff. But they're countless. And many people, I didn't know. I mean, I thought the SEC would be, you know, looking into this. They wouldn't allow something like this to happen. Or FINRA. Well, you're wrong. FINRA, the SEC. These guys come in after you've been ripped off. They're pretty much nothing more than CSIs. Crime scene investigators. Back during the 1990s, for the life of me, we're trying to get the word out in regards to all these penny stock firms, from Monroe Parker to Stratton Oakmont. I mean, there was so many of them. And I'm saying to myself, don't tell me that the regulators don't know what's going on. How could they not, unless they're brain dead? Part of the problem is that securities laws, they're not written in black and white. They're written in gray. And because they're written in gray, well, guess what? They can't do anything. Again, until you've already been ripped off and scammed. Talk more about this when we get back. You're listening to, again, Chris Markowski and the Watchdog on Wall Street Radio Show. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. That's Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. One of the things that I try to learn something every day. I think that maybe many of my warnings, many of the things that we've tried to warn people about over the years, going back to the penny stock scams, to EnronCollapse.coms, if I came up with some sort of really fancy-looking theory or mathematical formula, even though it was completely ridiculous. I mean, I'm talking about me putting stuff up on a chalkboard, explaining how it was going to all fall apart, something that looked like it was out of Goodwill Hunting. I think more people might have listened. But the advice that we give and the things that we try to teach people here in the program, it's simple. It's not rocket science, the stuff that we try to explain. It's not. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. If you follow that, you got a pretty good chance of not being ripped off and scammed. You know what the first line of defense as far as investment cons, frauds, you name it, has to be you. We've said here on the program, these get-rich-quick con artists, investment fraudsters, it is the world's second oldest profession. William Barr, Attorney General William Barr, he can, I'm going after people, well, go after them. And he, it looks like he's caught a bunch. And good for him. But do you think anything's going to change? No. No. Why? Well, human nature. Human nature. You get that devil and that angel on your shoulder, and you got to decide who to listen to. Again, I've had heart-to-heart discussions with people that have lost the bulk of their life savings. And we have to go ahead and try to help these people and help them to rebuild. You know how many times people looked me in the eye or spoke to me over the phone, and like, Chris, I knew. Deep down inside, I knew. But for whatever reason, the salesman pushed the right buttons, the right greed buttons. I'm talking greed buttons. It's different for everybody. It is. We all dream about something, right? It's a commercial. I just thought about it. It's a commercial. It's going back to 2000. I just thought about it. It was a commercial. Sting was in the commercial. It was for Jaguar. Well, I don't know how this popped into my head. Year 2000, commercial for Jaguar with Sting, with that song that he did that kind of had that Middle Eastern flair to it. And I think the tagline in the commercial, Sting going around, you know, driving through the desert with the, you know, wind blowing and all this stuff. And it said, "What do rock stars dream of?" It was a cool ad. And it was a cool song. But they try to find out what you dream of. And everybody's different. And then they push those buttons, those greed buttons, again and again and again and again. And then you go against your better nature. And you do something that you're going to regret. And same thing, not just greed, too. Fear as well. Fear as well works real well. It can scare people, frighten them, and to doing something that you shouldn't be doing. What we've been trying to do for people here is offer a place where you can go to. And we're going to be brutally honest. We're going to be brutally honest. I oftentimes get in arguments with people. They'll be arguing with me trying to explain the virtues of this great investment that they've got. And I try to break it down as simply as I can that I know that it's a fugazi. It's not hard for me to spot. For crying out loud, I called Enron, people. I called the demise of the crashing of the real estate market. Take a look at our record. Some of these little scams that these guys are pulling off all over the country, that's nothing to me. Your first line of defense is you. You have to protect yourself. We talk about this here on the program in not being a damn victim. Victimhood is it's an occupation. here in the United States. And let me tell you something, it's un-American, as far as I'm concerned. It's un-American. You don't place blame on anyone outside of yourself. You're going to go ahead and do that. You said, you know what, I'm going to start doing that. Something goes wrong. Rather than looking to place blame, you know what, I'm just going to blame myself. I'm going to own it. My fault. Guess what? You become huge. You become powerful. Because you can control what to do about it. You control outcomes. This is what you need to do. This is what you do with your financial plan. What you're going to do in life. This is everything. Take ownership. There's that sting song. Nice grab. Desert Rose, that's right. Why couldn't I think of that? Anyway, gotta take a break. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Again, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We're here to help you. Watchdogonwallstreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Suspected mail bomber Cesar Sayoc Jr. is due in a Manhattan court today to enter a guilty plea. There's no word exactly on what he'll plead guilty to, but prosecutors have charged him with 30 counts, including using a weapon of mass destruction. The Florida man is accused of mailing mail bombs to prominent Democrats and critics of President Trump, including actor Robert De Niro. Shifting foams may be to blame for the increased levels of benzene near the remains of a large chemical plant fire in Texas.
ITC responders are working actively to reduce the cause that may be responsible for the elevated levels.
That's Intercontinental Terminal Company spokesman Alice Richardson promising that crews are working safely and carefully. Richardson also noted that the shelter in place for local residents is only being done as a precautionary measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A governor admits to something that has some folks scratching their heads. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Remarks by Kentucky's Republican Governor Matt Bevin about exposing his children to chickenpox, raising some eyebrows.
They were miserable for a few days.
Governor Matt Bevin making the remark in a Wednesday interview while suggesting the government should stay out of mandating vaccines. He says when a neighbor got the disease, he intentionally exposed all nine of his kids to it so that they would get the disease and become immune to chickenpox.
And I went and made sure every one of my kids was exposed to it, and they got it. They were miserable for a few days, and they all turned out fine.
A new lawsuit accuses two wildfire cleanup companies of intentionally digging up more soil in Northern California than necessary to make extra money. Residents in Sonoma County who lost their homes due to the 2017 firestorm filed a class action lawsuit against the companies, claiming they over-excavated the properties to capitalize on being paid by the ton. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem, Netanyahu says the alliance between